Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
So now, okay, now you're at the Roni's Dozen.
I think so.
What are you guys doing? I haven't listened to anything you said the last 4 minutes.
I've been trying to beg you to tell me how many hats you own. It was like, Alex, how many hats do you own? Silence. Sean, how many hats do you own? And then we just started talking about Sean's hats. And now we got rid of a bunch recently.
I have been getting rid of some, too. I would guess, are we talking just baseball caps or are we talking all hats?
Top hats, straw hats, pork pie hats. Yeah.
Tin foil hats. Put on your head.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse ears.
At least 25 minimum.
Wow. That's
wild.
Wait,
that's crazy. I don't have that many. Mm-hmm. Damn, I need a lot more hats.
Come at me, man. Well, remember...
After you just got rid of a bunch.
I got to get them back.
Go buy your hats back from Goodwill.
Please.
I made a mistake! Yeah, I remember I had a phase I was trying to collect a hat from all 50 states, and I got like 20 states in and was like, what am I doing?
You're the hat version of Sufjan Stevens.
I am. I made way more hats than he made albums, but mm-hmm. I started buying hats I knew I was never going to wear, just because like, when am I going to be in Illinois again? And I'm wearing this one now.
You're wearing the Illinois. Let's go Illini.
Like, I'm buying shitty Missouri hats at a truck stop before we leave the state. I'm like, this is not fun for anybody.
Missouri loves company. I think I have, and you not that you asked. I never wear hats, as you both know. I think
no, you don't.
Here with me,
I wouldn't
I have,
either if I had your head of hair.
I think I have 5 hats.
Ugh,
it's not
those are rookie numbers.
Hats.
You got to get those numbers up.
It's not even a full week of hats.
That's crazy. That's a
no,
Monday
six.
Through Friday.
6 hats, including okay. 1 bucket hat and 1 beanie.
Bucket hat.
Yeah,
I want to see you wear a bucket hat.
I actually think you'd look great in a bucket
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, that bucket hat is the perfect.
I think
yeah.
you'd look better in a bucket hat than a baseball cap.
Do you want me to go get it?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I'll go put a bucket hat on. Sean?
I got a, yeah.
It's casual Thursday, baby.
Bucket hats!
Out of paper, out of stock. There's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Stanley, Jim Dwight Creed, call Andy and Kelly, for your business paper needs, or Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people, Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people, Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people.
Hello and welcome to the Michael Scott Podcast Company, a show for fans of The Office, by fans of The Office. I'm your host and knight of the night, Sean Roney.
And I'm Edwin James, petite fiance.
And with us, as always, our producer in the warehouse, Mr. Alex Ward.
Have you ever wondered what this place would be like if I was fired? No, 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 no! I didn't ask for a show of hands! Damn it! If I was fired and corporate brought in new management, anyone could come in to replace me. It could be some ogre who hates minorities. Oh, no, no, I don't like Oscar. He is far too Hispanic. Or some cold guy, some weird guy who doesn't want us to be a family. Just do your work, have private lives, and go home. Maybe it is some guy who knows that we don't actually need 3 accountants. Or somebody who doesn't dispense vacation time for 20-day African safaris? Phyllis? How about this? Maybe it's somebody who doesn't like the fact that a couple is romantically involved in the workplace and decides to transfer those people to other branches.
We're almost done.
Ever think about that? Well, maybe next time you should bite your tongue before you say something mean about me behind my back while I am hiding in the bathroom pretending to be pooping.
Is that a deleted scene? I kind of remember that.
Yeah. So I think that's the longest opening drop I've ever had. Nice. Apologies for that. But yeah, that's a deleted scene from Golden Ticket. And everyone's talking about how Michael should be fired instead of Dwight.
Yeah.
And it's kind of
tongues.
A very important scene.
It gets
scene.
Really real. Yeah.
I wish they'd kept it because he's walking around like Robert California and he's just spitting truth. And you're realizing, oh, shit, life's good with Michael as a boss.
Yeah.
It's like the Michael self-awareness is always.
Yeah.
It can be really poignant because we get so little of it.
It's one of those reminders, like, Michael's not actually an idiot. Mm-hmm. He just wants people to like him too much.
Like, willfully ignorant a lot of times.
Yeah. Anyway, right. Maybe I'll trim that down when I'll cut that opening drop down. That was pretty long.
No, don't do that.
Okay,
it was great.
It fits with the theme of this week.
And the theme of this podcast.
Week. Yeah.
This here is a run out the clock situation.
Every week we get together and talk about our favorite show, NBC's The Office. This week is Casual Thursday, where we just do whatever we want.
Mm. There are
no rules.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pants off, run around.
It's casual day.
Yeah, it's casual. Yeah.
We should write a movie together. I'm serious.
We've got some stuff to get into, but before we do, maybe just a check-in. How are you guys doing? What are you up to this week?
Oh, thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
Edwin, Alex, kick it off.
The same thing I do most weeks, which is I go to work, I play tennis, and I podcast with you guys.
What a life.
Yeah.
What a life.
We've been working hard lately.
We've been recording a lot.
We're launching a new podcast, of course, Captive Audience.
Well, we already did, but...
Yes, true.
This is our 10th episode. We just recorded our 10th. And our episode on Mulholland Drive came out this week. Or, sorry. I forget when this episode we're recording.
We're way ahead now.
Nice. Oh, yeah. This comes out, we just published Alien this week. We did Mulholland Drive last week. I mean, it's getting exciting and it's heating up over there in the captive audience. So yeah, subscribe to that on your feeds. Mm-hmm. It's got its own thing going.
Alex, please. What have you been up to?
Sean, I've been painting a lot. We are what my mom calls feathering the nest while you're getting your house ready for an incoming baby. And part of that includes, you know, redoing some rooms. You know, I don't know about you, Sean, but Ann and I have had a list of house projects for the last 3 years, and we waited until just now to do them all at the same time before this baby comes. And that's my life right now.
It's a similar situation over here. I definitely agreed to paint the upstairs room of our house, but I don't know. I just didn't realize that it would be a lot of work.
I just didn't
know that. And now I don't want to do it, but I have to. Well, cool. Well, let's get it. Let's dive into this stuff. First of all, birthday shout out to Joseph. Your friend Christian emailed us, says you're a big fan of the show.
Nice. Happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much for listening.
It is your birthday.
I don't know how old you are, but you know, you're an accountant, so just fudge the numbers.
Yeah. As Sean likes to sometimes say, hap burf.
Yes. That is what I like to say. I want to call back to a recent episode when we had Allison Wisniewski from Lady Justice Brewing on, and she mentioned a musician that plays at their brewery out there in Denver, Colorado, named the one and only John Hamm. And he does awesome office themed, like solo jams, like with a loop pedal and stuff like that. It's really great. You should check it out on Instagram.
He's everything Andy Bernard wanted to be.
For real. Yeah, he's a one man band.
He has a baby wah wah pedal. Boom.
Wow.
That was nailed.
Gosh.
Jeez.
Folks, so I just got to say, Edwin always recording at the end of the day. It's not always nighttime in Switzerland when he's recording.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's like
you're, getting leftovers from his brain. It's not even the fresh stuff. Can you imagine if it was morning? Whew.
Can you imagine if I were deranged?
Anyways, he wrote to us, said he enjoyed the episode with Allison, and when we gave him a shout out and said Juan Hamon, he says that's my nickety name.
That's anyways. A shout out. That's a callback to Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, long time running comedy.
Oh,
podcast,
I didn't even
where know. Yeah, Nick Kroll was on an episode with the Hollywood John Hamm and. Was one of his characters who speaks Spanish and constantly called him Juan Hamon. Whole episode.
That's great. Yeah. He says he's listening to the beginning of the podcast and wow. listening to current episodes of the podcast backwards at the same time. So because he's in two different timelines
hell
now,
yeah.
he has a question. If Dunder Mifflin had access to a time machine, what would be your favorite character and era? For example, I'd love to have Oscar visit the Battle of Shroot Farms so he could come back and tell Dwight about what a wonderful, loving, supportive community it was. Who would you like to send to a different time?
Boy, I mean, that's a lot of questions because, man, I don't know if I want to send Oscar to the 1860s or whatever.
The Battle of Shroot Farms was a beautiful and loving place.
True.
Also, presumably, they have a way to get back. They don't have to. They don't yes. have to quantum leap, hoping each leap will be the leap home.
Let's say they spend a week. They spend one work week.
Okay.
In this
Monday
time
through Friday.
Period. Yeah, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, mm-hmm. in this time period. Okay.
Well, we know that Aaron would want to go back to the 1490s because America was discovered. But I don't think that would be the best place for her.
She would not survive that week.
No.
I'll say it. Great question.
I
love
feel
this.
Like for Erin, I would just send her back to like the 90s and let her experience more of a childhood, you know?
Oh,
like,
that's really
you know
sweet.
What I mean? Like wow. enjoy the things maybe that she didn't have access to or whatever as a, you know, in the foster yeah. homes or the, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm sending Michael back to the 80s. Just put him back in his heyday.
That's his yeah. prime. Yeah.
Like
with his perm and his bell bottoms.
Fanny pack.
Yeah.
I think he's hitting his, he's really at his peak in the 80s for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping Jim and Pam just in the 2000 to 2010. I'm just keeping them right where they are.
They're the most 2000s couple.
They are. They're right where they need to be.
With their shins and their Arcade Fire t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure who I would rather send back to medieval times, Dwight or Meredith.
Meredith would do just fine.
Meredith is the wild card. You could just send her with anyone to any time period, and I think she'll land on her feet.
And she's yeah. in the background of all these sepia-toned photos that mm-hmm. end yeah. up in museums.
I want to send Kevin to the 20s because I want to see Kevin in like... short, fat tie, the hat, mm-hmm. fanning himself on a porch.
Like, big pants,
yeah,
little shirt.
Pocket watch.
Yeah. Yeah, pocket watch. Just like hot out there. I don't know. He's Cajun now, I guess. But I just could see Kevin really, really doing
roaring 20s.
Big old zoot suit.
He does mm-hmm. have his Savannah accent from Murder.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Kevin as a Southern gentleman mm-hmm. in the 20s.
We could make out by the horses.
That's really good. That's the best since Mykonos.
Limo lady, Mykonos and that. Wow. All right.
What about Toby?
Ooh. Well, I think the era of film noir would have to be, you know, that kind of just post World War II, so that he could run around in the
rainy, dark alleys. I think he also might do well with the beatniks in the 50s.
Oh,
I think he might.
I mean, he does talk about wanting to like swim in the Adriatic and these kinds of things at the Finer Things Club. So, like, is there a time we could send him to Italy?
Ah,
yeah.
Renaissance, like see, the other place, Oscar, you send him to Renaissance, you know, Italy. Get him in there. Get him in down there with Da Vinci doing things. But I don't know. For some reason, I'm sort of doing a cutoff to 1900 in my head. Like, I'm just not sending anyone back.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The Babylonian. I'm like, yeah, I'll send Gabe back to feudal Japan and just immediately put to death. I've been watching Shogun, you know, it's kind of how it goes with the strangers. Yeah. I don't know. 70s, I think.
Phyllis?
Obviously, I think Meredith
Phyllis
and Creed.
Might, yeah.
I think Creed's probably Creed in the 60s and 70s. That's
just put Creed back in the 60s. That's
kind of
exactly where he needs to be.
It's like Michael in the 80s. Like, he just kind of belongs in the 60s.
Ryan, where would Ryan go? 2010s?
Another wild. I kind of want to send Ryan to the future.
I was thinking about that too.
Is that an option?
It's because of is it because of the Saber store? You know, that we kind of get the futuristic Ryan.
No, it's because that's what he would want, so that he could go back to the present and know what's going to be cool before everyone else.
Exactly.
Oh, you're right.
You guys are still on. He would come back to present day office. You guys are still on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd turn all his clothes inside out, like in Back to the Future 2.
He would have bought so much cryptocurrency if he could do that. That's the only
He's really in on the metaverse. Yeah.
Yeah. I am going to send Stanley to just the end of the day, 5 o'clock.
Again and again and again.
Yeah, he'll be thrilled.
He uses it every morning.
I'm just giving Stanley a week off. It's just, he just 9 to 5 doesn't exist for a week, and he just gets to wake up, have a morning, and then it's time for red wine and his stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, if of all these, who do you think is your favorite that you would want to send back?
Where do we put Phyllis?
70s,
we said, kind of?
Did we? Okay. Phyllis is another one, like turn of the century. And like, I'm picturing Phyllis running like 1900, 1910 era, kind of maybe running a brothel, like the madame who runs her, who's like king of this, her and Bob just running at Old West Town.
I wonder what people like about me. Probably my jugs.
I think my favorite one that you guys suggested is Kevin to the Roaring 20s.
Kevin to the 20s. Yeah.
Like it.
Well, we kind of split, though, because
he's
I was thinking East Coast swing era, but now we're also talking like he's a farmhand in the South or something. Wasn't sure where we landed on that one.
It's wherever you want, baby.
But for Sean's impression, I think he's got to be working with horses of some kind down south.
Now he's just,
like he just works at some stables.
He's roaring, got a piece of roaring straw 20s, in his mouth. And,
or a cigar.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have to go back in time to work at stables.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess he wouldn't have a job the second he gets in a time machine.
I didn't know we were allowed to use those leads we got from stables.
Amazing. Nate?
Well, Nate's going to struggle no matter what.
I'm going to make us do one for Nate. I'm going to make us do a Robert California. It's my last two.
Well, Robert California.
Send him away.
Yeah.
Just a different multiverse.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Robert California just needs to be in the 90s. Like, you know.
Maybe he goes to the 80s
Wall Street,
with Michael.
Like,
he goes to the like big Wall Street 80s with Michael and is also.
Now I'm just picturing like where people would like succeed and stuff. But what would he really want to see? He'd want to be in like a medieval time, eating a turkey drumstick or something and wiping his hands on the walls or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd want to be in like ancient Rome or something like that.
Oh, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Ancient place Rome. Where he gets to loot both those bears.
Yeah. All right. And Kelly, did we do one for Kelly?
I think Kelly is also 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her era.
She's good there.
It really is.
She's good there. And then Angela, maybe Angela back to...
Oh, Pioneer Days.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, her and Dwight. Go to Pioneer Days. Yeah,
Pioneer Days. That's good. I like that for them.
Love it.
They could have a wagon.
I'd watch that show. Mm-hmm. Of all these shows, I'm watching Kevin in the stables. Want to make out by the horses.
I would watch Michael back in the 80s.
Oh,
especially because he would approach it with this newfound wonder.
100%.
Hundo P.
You know what? I changed my mind about Ryan. I'm going to send him to the early 1940s and just put him in World War II.
Yeah.
Just put him on a boat D-Day. That's where he's going.
I like it.
Toughen him up.
And if I flake, I flake.
And if he flakes, he flakes.
Lead me when I'm in the mood to be led. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much to the one and only John Hamm.
Yeah.
Again, go check him out. Show him some love. The videos are great. So on Patreon, patreon.com/MichaelScott, $5 a month gets you Scott's Tots access. Every month we do a mailbag episode where we answer every question we get that month. And we have a very loyal tot from Norway named Jemima. So shout out to Jemima because...
And shout out to Norway.
And shout out to Norway because the last two mailbags, I guess her text was getting cut off. So we didn't answer her questions. Mm. But the good news is that we're going to answer them today.
This is a benefit of being a tot. You know,
yeah. Just, exactly.
Put that out there right there.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. You can join us on Patreon $5 a month. We didn't do that housekeeping at the top, but
I did.
If you've
now,
listened to this podcast before, I think you.
You get
nope. I snuck it in there.
Check the links.
So Jemima writes, I'm coming at you from the UN Environment Assembly in Nairobi.
Wow.
I'm sitting in on resolutions on oceans and marine biodiversity, and people keep saying big tuna unironically. Lord, bear me strength. Anyway, my question is this. When
sea
will
world,
we get...
oceans. Fish, jump, okay. China.
When will we get a captive audience or bonus episode on the masterpiece that is Jury Duty? I need an excuse to rewatch it. Now, this is something that has been, I feel like we've received more questions about this than anything else, than any other piece of television that people want us to watch. So I'm here to say I still haven't watched it. And we are going to talk about when we could do this.
Right.
Does
now.
That sound good? Later. Later. We're not going to have that discussion.
I was like, I don't know how good of a podcast got to that.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Let's catch the audience up on the time difference between here and Switzerland. Mm-hmm. No. We'll find a time that makes this, that we can make this happen. Especially because,
have you seen it, Alex?
What's that?
Have you seen Jury Duty?
I have seen Jury Duty. Yes.
I have not yet.
Okay. There we go. Now, Jemima also is from Norway, so she points out that Alex does a lot of...
speaks of metaphors.
Yes, Alexisms. So this is kind of a running joke on the Patreon, but here are a couple. So this was her favorite from the first month, which is from the Love Actually discussion. I'm carrying the torch while covered in kerosene for this movie.
I don't remember saying any of these.
That's
kind of a haunting image. what a dangerous thing to do.
Love from Kenya, aka the South Carolina of Central Australia. Just an inside joke. This is
South Carolina from Central Australia? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, and then next up, I've been thinking about themes of divorce in The Office. When it comes up a lot as a reason why Michael hates Toby, but other characters like Jan, Pam's parents, Stanley, Angela, Robert California also deals directly with divorce. Would love to hear you guys delve into divorce on the show and discuss whether they did a good job of showing issues in relationships / breakups in general. It's a theme I'd never thought of before, but she's right. It comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this could be breakups on The Office. I don't know if that's a full episode. Is it?
I think it could absolutely
can we
be
squeeze
a full episode.
Water from that stone. Put that
I mean, just look
Jemima.
At this whole podcast. And then the Alexism for that month. Sean, you got to decide what you leave on the table. I get two bites of the apple next.
Cryptic.
Auction draft, no doubt.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah, because I got back-to-back picks.
I do like this theme of divorce. I don't really feel that equipped to talk about it right this second just because we haven't.
No.
Yeah. But I do like the idea because you think of The Office a little more, or at least I do, as having these sort of love stories between Jim and Pam and Michael and Holly and Moe's and that Scarecrow. But as far as the heartbreak and the heartache that goes into that, like, is kind of the balancing act or the balance to the love that we do see. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of instances in it. Maybe it could be more of a breakups and divorce episode, but mm-hmm. I've added it to the list.
I mean, it's just a stupid baby.
There is like a lot of, I wonder if there's more instances of like, yeah, people breaking up and divorce than there are of getting together on The Office. My gut reaction says there would be.
At the very least. Yeah.
Yeah. At the very least.
Because when you think about, the successful couples that come out of The Office, so what, the Jim and Pam, Michael and Holly,
Pete and Aaron,
Dwight and mm-hmm. Angela. Like, there isn't the same. I mean, but it's just as easy to think of like Pam and Roy.
I was going to say all those people also have a breakup on the show.
Yeah, at least one.
Right.
And Jim has a couple. So does Michael. So yeah, Helene, my mother. Ah, yes, all the greatest loves of my life.
Yeah. and divorces. Yeah, divorce is a topic. I mean, we could mm-hmm. get into that on the whole episode, but I mean, just like for us, it's one of those things. It's just more common than you ever really realize. You know, I remember thinking like, even in our larger group of friends, and it was like, man, a lot of people's parents are divorced. I haven't really thought about it. I think three mm-hmm. of us are probably in the minority where our parents are still together. I feel like, I don't know.
Probably.
It just sort of seems mm-hmm. that way when you. Especially as you get older and 50-50. Older. And, yeah, 50-50, something like that. But, I mean, I think the ratio is pretty well represented on the show.
It's a good point. It's definitely something, I think it's a great theme for an episode. So we'll add that one to the list.
You're going to have to change your impression, Sean. We could make out by divorces.
Whoa.
He is just
whoa,
inspired.
No, I wasn't prepared for that one.
Logging off. Yeah. I'll take my answer off the air.
Anyways, thanks, Jemima. And, I think she figured it out. So no more of those cutoff messages.
I want to ask Jemima, too. Where in Norway is she from? Because I don't remember. I feel like she said at some point. But I did. Okay. I traveled there a bunch last year. And I'm wondering if I went through your hometown.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I have another thing here that no one cares about except for me.
Love
so,
it.
You think I should do it now?
Hey, everyone! Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up. Okay.
All right, really quick, really quick. Really okay, good. I've mentioned before on the show that my wife, Ryan, and I are fans of the Bravo reality television show, Vanderpump Rules.
In our mm-hmm. house?
This house.
Did we tell that story? Did that not come up on?
No, I don't think anybody knows that story. Because now I'm thinking of the context.
Yeah, the context of the story. Yeah. That's just
for us. Yeah.
But in this house, we watch 2 hours of Vanderpump Rules every night.
Sean's done that one time and made us laugh quite a bit. It sounded like it was going to be some kind of really, you know, strict rule or practice. But in this house,
in this house,
watch
in this
2 hours
house?
Of Vanderpump Rules.
All right, check it out. Vanderpump Rules, it's in its 11th season. And it got super popular last year because Tom Sandoval and Ariana are this couple on the show who have been dating for years. And it came out suddenly in season 10 that Tom had been cheating on her for like over a year with her best friend, her best friend who is on the show. And this whole event is called Scandoval.
I've heard about this.
And now in season 11, they are both living in the same house together while kind of openly hating each other. And they've hired an assistant who is this very sweet woman named Anne, who has to mediate between them and go upstairs and downstairs and say, Tom was wondering if he could have a party tonight. And, you know, if you could maybe be out of the house by this time. Ariana says there's absolutely no way she's like leaving. This is her house, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so everybody loves this woman, Anne. And they're all like, save Anne, hashtag save Anne. Like, you know,
I gotta
she's
get
great.
On this. This is right in my wheelhouse.
She's really, yeah.
Loving exactly. A woman named Anne.
Loving a woman named Anne. We're right there with you. Anyways, I saw a TikTok last night where this girl realized while watching Money. Wait, no. Sorry. Email Surveillance is the improv episode, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So
yeah.
She's watching the improv episode and there's, oh no, damn it. Okay. No. It's Money. It's Money. And
math is hard.
Alarm bells are all going ringy dingy dingy.
This, okay. Anyways, this woman is in The Office as an extra.
Oh, Anne.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just there. And so this, and what I said earlier that no one cares about this but me, I posted this in the Discord last night and nobody has responded. So I am putting this in the main feed episode. I am calling any and all Vanderpump Rules fans, please email me. mspodcastcompany@gmail.com. Let me know you're there.
Join the Discord.
Join the Discord. Join the Discord.
Send hearts and flames and thumbs ups. Yeah.
Is your mind blown by this information? Because mine was.
Who are they? They're in the improv scene? Or they're in a scene in Money?
Well, now I can't remember, but I feel like maybe it's in both. Okay. And of course, you know, yeah, I don't have time now to rewatch it. But anyways, check that out.
Does anyone have a camera here?
Let's
somebody validate Sean, please, so he stops talking about Vanderpump Rules. Yeah, we need.
I promise I'll stop.
someone to help him carry this load.
Mm-hmm. I have something before we go to the Discord, maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
How about?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a? Well, we can take a break. We'll take a break after this. How about that?
So I should go.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
We got time.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish it.
One thing that I think is perfect for Casual Thursday is, generally, your boy has been trying to go more plant-based as much as possible.
Oh!
Yeah. For some health reasons, for some economical reasons, it just makes a lot of sense.
I also only eat local organic produce.
That's right. Me and Oscar, baby. But no, I've just been trying to eat more plant-based, and so far, so good. You know, just runs on this calculator runs on Thai food and Spanish reds. but one of my favorite channels that I've found for recipe ideas is it's called the Nard Dog Cooks. It's a guy named Andrew Bernard.
Oh my gosh!
The Nard Dog is real, and he's delightful.
How are we just discovering this?
Yeah. So he does not look anything like Ed Helms. But it's a great YouTube channel for anyone trying to go plant-based and also enjoys The Office connection.
God.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So shout out
this
to the
nice
Nard Dog
looking,
Cooks.
Yeah, this is a good looking show.
Yeah. Some of these recipes are really, really good. So highly recommend.
Yeah, it looks
Does he have a recipe for a cheese dip for a goldfish?
Bon appetit. I don't know if he does, yeah.
Man, his beard is...
I present to you the rational consumer.
The beard is spectacular, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Awesome.
So there you go.
Cool.
All right. Take a quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to the Michael Scott Podcast Company Casual Thursday, April. Guys, we have our Discord and we put it out.
Yes, we do.
We put out an APB, a request for an
Ask
ABV.
Pam Beasley.
for questions for Casual Thursday on there. This is a segment we call Tot Tie Guy.
Oh, I have a drop for that I switched away from the page. I'm such an idiot.
It's okay. We'll all wait.
Hot tie right. guy.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's all clap at Phyllis.
All right, what do we got? What do we got for tot tie guy?
Here's what we got. I just posted. What do we just threw it out this morning. You know. Again, I'll just say another benefit of the tots is, you know, when we need you, we put up the bat signal and y'all come running. And there is a private Discord channel for those tots, which is where I posed this question. So if you would like to get involved, and you know what, I'll be honest, I think a lot of this podcast going forward is going to get pretty casual. It's going to get pretty relaxed. And so
yeah, it was just way too formal before.
Until you're just hanging out with us. Yeah, we used to talk about plot arcs, seasons, and now we're just talking about Vanderpump Rules. So help us avoid that by joining the tots. And getting involved. Let's start here. Large Tuna's got a question. Is it okay to wear white cowboy boots to a Texas summer wedding? The bride has said cowboy boots are welcome, but I will not be wearing a white dress. #Hashtag fashion show, fashion show, fashion show at lunch.
Whoa, what a good question.
Sean, this is your realm. Actually, no, this is footwear. This is Edwin's realm. Talk to me about white. Is white cowboy boots, is that too bold at a wedding? Let's assume it's not like
a statement.
A muddy type of wedding, right? I'm assuming we're not outside in a farm, because white cowboy boots, you're toast if there's any amount of mud.
I mean, if you were to wear another kind of white shoe, that would probably be okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So I imagine a white cowboy boot might be the same.
Who wrote this again? Who said this?
Large Tuna.
Large Tuna.
Mm-hmm. Tuna Grande.
Which I believe is Maddie on our Patreon.
Okay. I don't know. Because I looked up some like white cowboy boots, and like there are ones that are very decorative with like rhinestones and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they look very bridal to me.
I'm lonely.
The rhinestone
and
cowboy
I need a new
boots.
Rhinestone.
they do look very bridal. I think it entirely depends. A plain white cowboy boot.
Depends perhaps. On the rest of the outfit, don't you think?
It does. Right. It really does. Right. I think if you have any other white in there, like that's getting dangerous.
It needs to be an accent, not the statement.
I think, here's what I'm seeing. This, if you're wearing, say, a navy blue dress, you know, maybe the white cowboy boots and you got like a white purse or handbag or clutch, I think that's a nice accent. That could work. But I agree with you, Sean. It does feel a bit tiptoeing into the bridal territory.
I don't know. I'm going to say
what's the bride? What's the bride wearing, first of all? Like,
and what's the bride like? Is she like going to be sensitive to that?
Right.
I don't know. I'm sorry to say that I'm going to say don't risk it. I'm going to say
white to a wedding is that's a classic rule. I just don't think I just don't think you do it.
It's in and white cowboy boots in particular, I just think I think people are going to be like, ooh. And at that point, you don't want to upstage anybody. True. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want, so I don't know.
The bride said cowboy boots are welcome. So, I mean, if these are your only cowboy boots and like everyone's wearing them, that's one thing.
Yeah. But hey, this is a good excuse to get a new pair of cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's why we need Sean.
I mean, at this time, you don't need an excuse. It is very, very, very much on trend right now.
And you're in Texas.
Hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Follow your heart.
In a vacuum, I say no, but depending on the rest of your ensemble and your date or whoever you're going with, mm-hmm. see what they're wearing. Convince everyone to wear white cowboy boots. You know, just muddy the water.
It depends. Are you going to stand up and object when it comes to that part of the wedding?
And stomp your spur.
Are you going to throw a boot?
Yeah.
If so, wear those things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As you can tell, we're experts.
Yes. Or this. Bring them.
On etiquette, you know, and
bring fashion. Bring them for the reception.
Reception. You know,
for the dance floor. Throw them on.
There you go.
At that point, all bets are off.
They're dancing shoes at that point. Yeah.
By the way, if they're off-white, that's a little better.
Yeah.
White. I don't know.
White. All right. Thank you for that large tuna. The next one is from noted MSPC costume contest winner Matt Shedd. Just sent him a picture of a Dundee that his friend made for him, sent him money, said, buy me a Dundee and create it as Michael Scott would. He did not disappoint. It's just embarrassing enough to be perfect. And it says a Dundee award. That's got to hurt. Vasectomy of the year award. It is
snip,
beautiful.
Snap, snip, snap.
It is a very fine Dundee.
The exact same, like trophy guy on top and stand and base as our Dundies back here that were given to us. So shout out to whoever's making those. All right. Next one. This is relevant to us here, Sean. Okay. PK writes in with an office themed baby shower idea, but make it more of an anti-celebration. For a gal who doesn't want a shower, but is being forced by family to have one, I am inspired by Dwight's birthday party for Kelly. I'm thinking a bunch of saggy, half-deflated balloons, a sign that reads, it is your baby, a plain table with some saltine crackers and canned food for the snacks, a basic white sheet cake with no words on it. What else can you think of? How else could you round out an office-themed baby shower?
Wait, I'm sorry. I need to understand better. So did PK say that that they are having a baby shower thrown for them?
No, they said that you are having a baby shower thrown for you.
Unclear. It says she says for a gal who doesn't want a shower but is being forced by family to have one.
Okay. So it's not necessarily the situation that she's in. Okay.
Yeah. Let's assume it is, but we don't know for sure.
This is a hypothetical.
Right. So how would you do if Dwight was designing your baby shower? You know, what other ideas would you have if he wanted it to look this way? First of all, great way to save money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would put a chiclet on the cake.
Yes.
To represent either a pillow for your head or the TV screen.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are Dollar Tree colors. Like, I don't know if you've ever tried to go
Brown
to the Dollar
gray.
Tree for party supplies, but they don't have red or like fun colors. Like they have gray and brown and gold. Let's see.
What makes Dwight's birthday celebration in the office so work so well is the setting. You need this sort of gray carpet, you know, off-white walls, like the setting. You need to find a conference room for this this meeting, for this baby
shower. You need to go to like a hotel and find like their third biggest conference room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like there gray walls and carpet.
Yeah, do you have a conference room without windows?
Yeah. And like a cart full of chairs that they have to bring in there. You need something like that.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
There are no clocks on the wall. There are no windows. You have no idea what time it is.
Settings are important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You would need some kind of beverage, like punch. But like, I don't know. It would need to be like beet punch.
beet runoff.
Yeah.
energy drink or whatever he's drinking at some point.
Yeah, the blue Gatorade made a beet runoff.
Yeah.
I think for music, just play something on a shitty handheld little, you know, two speaker boombox thing, the one like Michael takes to business school, something like that. You know, it's not great, but it works.
Yeah. Or you could just play the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas album any time of the year that's not Christmas.
Yeah.
That would set up a weird vibe.
I mean, you could do like an office themed playlist, like You Ought to Know and Rockabye and Goodbye My Lover, all these kinds of songs.
Down songs. Mm-hmm.
You know, on our, one of our 100th or two, one of the 100th anniversary ones we did for our episodes, we had the DVD logo going in the background on my monitor.
Right.
Roll the TV in there, get that thing going.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
There's your entertainment.
You pull out the projector screen just to have the DVD logo bouncing around.
Yeah.
You know what? At like a little while into the party, you could, like after everyone's really having a bad time, you could order a bunch of pizza. And then when it arrives, like,
kidnap
the guy who delivered the pizza, refuse to pay for it, make sure it's bad pizza so no one actually wants to eat it.
Mm.
You could cut a quarter out of all the bagels to make a C for child.
You could get some Scrantonaria hot dogs from Scranton.
Yeah, ideally a platter of hot dogs.
A huge platter of undressed hot dogs. Yeah.
A glass of water so that you can dip it and it'll slide down your gullet.
Set it on the ground. and then round it out with a little lemonade. The lemonade that Ryan that's our Oscar.
Draw me a map, mama.
Swanson's makes a delightful chimichanga.
Yeah. Yeah. And have Michael bartending, just getting people plastered. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, even if everything we said, which is designing a terrible baby shower, it's going to be great. 17 bottles of vodka? Yeah.
I just had a totally unrelated thought. But you know how we do our location-based episodes?
Mm.
Yep.
Maybe we could call that series Draw Me a Map, Mama.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
After
we're kind of building it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Next one, a Garrity supermarket.
Is there enough scenes at Cooper's? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you there,
PK. Do like Cooper's, yeah. Steamtown Mall. Like, we could do like a Scranton, like, businesses or something. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next the one from our guy, Jay Smooks. The what one and only Smooks.
Hey, we got sports games again.
Any predictions for the NBA playoffs, he asks. We got sports games again. The Celtics were a great team. Sean, kick us off, bud.
Thanks, Alex. And I'm going to kick it to Edwin.
You're going to pass it.
Yeah.
Bounce
pass. Dribble, pass.
It's been a little hard to follow the NBA from a distance. All the games happen overnight. I think the Celtics are obviously very, very strong this year. The Nuggets are looking to repeat. I would love to see what the Timberwolves are going to be able to do postseason. Yeah, that's kind of where my head's at. I just kind of want to see if Anthony Edwards is like the most exciting player in the league to me. So
it's crazy.
Just want to see more of him and what he can do on the court. But yeah, it's hard to pick against the Nuggets.
Yeah, it feels like it's heading towards a Celtics Nuggets finals. That kind of feels inevitable, unless like if Embiid comes back healthy. I mean, I want to see a Sixers Celtics Eastern Conference Finals for real. I don't want Miami to sneak in there again. I don't want Miami to do their thing where they just make it.
I hope they do.
I hope they get close, but I'm just tired. I'm just tired of it.
And, I would love for them to upset the Celtics again somehow. That always makes me happy.
I just want Embiid to like go deep. I just want to see him. I want to see him do well in the playoffs. So that's what I'm rooting for. That's my prediction is Sixers Celtics Eastern. And we'll say, I think in the West, Nuggets Clippers. Wouldn't that be a crazy Western Conference Finals?
Well, for that to happen, I mean, the Clips are four, so wouldn't they be on the same side of the bracket?
I'm anticipating it's going to shake down a little different, but we'll see. Who knows with the bracket? You're right. But
I would just like to see Eric Spoelstra overachieve once again. That would make me happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out. Eric Spoelstra is from our town where we all grew up. Went Portland. To our high school. Yeah. Our little town. Mm-hmm. One of the plain hardy men of Portland, Eric Spoelstra. Thank you there, Smooks.
Alex, do you want to talk about fantasy basketball or do you not?
Oh, if you want to talk about my dominance, you can.
Well, I just wanted to mention that Alex is right now in a heated contest for the championship in our fantasy basketball.
Whoa.
Yeah.
By the time you're hearing this, it will be over, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've never won before, right?
I've won twice.
He's won a couple times.
I've won twice. Wait. Was it Edwin who's never won before?
No, I've also won twice. But we've been playing for like 15 years. So,
we've been playing a long time.
There have been a lot of years. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going up against Jake in our league, and Jake is definitely the most active owner, and he's brought much needed spark to our league
within the last few years. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it'll be exciting. Zing, he wants to win one. He wants to claim his spot.
I know that we're in the territory where everyone is tuning out, but after Alex had a commanding first place lead during the regular season, the next like four or five teams all had like almost 500 records. So it was a very, very hotly contested fantasy basketball season, but Alex looks to coast to glory once again.
We won't
talk about the matchup that Alex and I had in the semifinals because there was not much of a matchup to be had.
No. My God, though, what you posted in Discord made me laugh so hard. Something about the picture of the hands all it was so
okay,
funny.
So it was like categories. So Alex beat me 8-1. It was like 9-0 at one point. So it wasn't
close.
Very one-sided.
It was also Vuko. Not even close.
I posted in our Discord, like, this is what happened. And it was a picture of that the Blazers Instagram posted after they lost to Miami by 60 points. 142
like
86 to 82.
To 146.
Yeah. And it was like, and then all the comments are like, why would you even post this?
Yeah.
60 points.
They have to. All right. And we're back. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Sorry, I was not asleep. Was I talking?
Yeah.
Did I say anything interesting?
Not
question
really.
From Grim. My horn can pierce the sky. Sean, as a prospective father, any tips for delivery? Well, we haven't done that yet. So,
but I've been now to a 3-part class on childbirthing.
You and me both, brother. 3 parts.
An 8-hour class on newborns and breastfeeding.
Breasts.
And so I can't really remember anything though.
That's kind of how it is, right? I swear to God, that's how it is.
It'll all come, you know. It's a lot of information. My God, it's a lot of information.
It'll all come gushing out.
Oh God.
How are your diapering skills?
I did change a diaper. I did swaddle a doll. And
don't be gross.
And I'm excited for those parts. I think I'm gonna be good at that.
For swaddling.
Yeah.
That is the most, dude, I'm excited. I think that I'm gonna have a really good tight swaddle. Get that baby, that crying baby, calm. Oh my God, I am gonna post this photo on the Discord because at one point there was a huge slide that said, "Don't shake the baby," and it was like a thing where they were like, "You probably all know this, but we say it anyways." Like, you know, you got a crying baby, things are frustrating. Don't shake the baby, and so. Anyways,
it's good advice. Yeah,
I already knew that. Thanks to The Office.
Could you put a diaper on a cat? And
no
challenge. Challenge okay. To put a diaper on each other's cats. So Sean, you would need to put a diaper on Walter. You need to put a diaper on you and me. Sean,
my job would be way easier.
You are winning that. You could 100% put a diaper on Walter. They're not even a question.
Yeah, she would barely put up a fight. Yeah. Alex,
she might like it.
She would purr.
Might get murdered.
Honestly, Walter started getting under the covers with Anne and I and like sleeping just the way we do now, under the covers with us, between us. So she likes being covered now. So I think the diaper would hold.
Yeah.
Walter adds movies to your Netflix queue at this point.
Dude. I'm so okay with that. It's the greatest.
I genuinely wonder if at some point during our hospital stay, I'll probably just turn on The Office because it is such a comfort. It is such a good background. I think that that will accompany us.
What season? What's your labor season?
What episode? What episode?
Not the delivery.
Well, you can't just do an episode because it's going to take the labor could last hours and hours and hours and
but
hours.
But like, no, where do you start? Pick a place anywhere in the series to start. I was actually thinking about this. Like, turn on the TV right now. What episode do you want to watch?
I'm just going to start at Fun Run.
Hmm.
I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah, I was going to.
There's very little conflict. Like, the conflict pre-season 4 is like a little more serious, and I think after that, it's all very light. And
Fun Run is such like a safe and settled episode. It's like the very beginning of season 4,
and Jim that and whole Pam, season, like,
avoiding being together.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah. It's like such a little comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting top of season 3, just letting it ride.
Mm. Yeah.
Starting for no reason at all, I just thought of Survivor Man, and that's where I would start.
Survivor Man? What?
I mean, that's
season. Oh, that's
season 4.
Season 4. Okay.
But everybody, I've heard people think that I'm crazy because I just kind of jump around wherever I feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, by the way, I didn't even look ahead. Matt Shedd had responded to Large Tuna about the white cowboy boots and says, only acceptable in the emergency of looking really good in white.
Very fair.
That's the correct answer.
Correct answer. Let's just wrap these up real quick. Aaron says, just want to let you know, I have been referring to the merch in the MSPC store as Billy merch in my head. Feel free to make this an official thing. You have one day. That is fun.
It's official.
Billy merch. Man, should we make a Billy Merchant t-shirt? No one's got that.
Yeah.
It just says, let me stop you right there and leave.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
It's pretty good.
It's like, you know how you can do like the photos on the front of a t-shirt with like, no, I would just like the photo of him like during the Fun Run.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like winning the race. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Toby wins the race.
I want an inspirational poster.
Toby wins the race, yeah.
I want an inspirational poster of Billy Merchant crossing the line with determination or whatever.
I think a mug that says, let me stop you right there and leave.
That's pretty good.
That's a don't talk to me until I've had my coffee kind of mug.
Yeah, it is.
The Moonface kid who crashes car to the
Can Ryan whip up a Billy Merchant cartoon? We'll full body, wheelchair and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. I think we can do that. Mm-hmm. I think we can make that happen. And we also have a crew neck on the way. I actually did get the sample. I might have a couple of changes. The guys and I need to talk about it, but a crew neck is on its way back onto the mspcstore.com.
Love it. Really quick. Kayla wants to know, have your animals acted differently towards our wives because of the pregnancy? Have you noticed any change?
I think there's a little more cuddly.
Same
than before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Walter likes to get on, like, lean up against Anne's belly and just stay there in the morning as long as Anne will for like 8:30 to 10:30 is her time to be on Anne. And she just doesn't want to leave ever. So she's been very cuddly.
That's cute.
But stepping on the tummy is not what it used to be for.
No.
Walter, there's a big boulder. And last one, I think, Brianna, I think we've talked about this before, if any good quitting stories, but I feel like we've talked about this on a few episodes before.
We did have,
I don't have a great one.
I don't have one off the top of my head anyway. So
there was one time Sean and I worked at Noodles and Company.
Yeah.
And we quit at like the same time. And we wrote this letter that we thought was really funny and silly, and they thought it was really weird.
We wrote like a very formal breakup letter with Noodles and Company.
It was really dumb.
Yeah. As our 2 weeks' notice. And they were just like, weird. Okay, thanks.
God, I want to hear the manager's version of this.
Yeah.
Two of my
worst employees
accept your resignation. Yeah.
Great. Glad I have this. That's amazing. There's no way you have a copy of that anywhere, right?
No. No
on
way.
An old.
Even
old,
if I did, I don't know.
Zero chance.
It's God, like what's the thing where people read their old journals? It's like on a mic in front of people.
You know yeah.
Oh, the storytell the
yeah.
It's called like it's called like embarrassed or something like that, isn't it? It's it's yeah. called.
I used to know this.
Yeah.
Whatever
it's
not it is.
Called a, it's a synonym of embarrassed, I think, is mm-hmm. the title of that. But anyways.
That's what it would be like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cringe at best.
Yeah. Cringe. That'd be a good name of that show.
Mm-hmm. Anything else best. From
the Edward Jane's story as told to Sean and Alex.
That's it for the Discord.
All right, cool. Well, hey,
we have my hug.
1,000.
1,000.
Check it out. This
I'll bid on a hug.
This episode that you are hearing right now is episode 246.
My goodness.
Is it?
Okay. So that means that we have our 250 coming up soon. I have been working on a episode Bible spreadsheet. Of all the episodes we've ever done and some data related to it, I might reach out to the Tots and ask for some help to kind of come up with some fun facts. You know, so if there's any data loving Tots out there, let me know, you know, and we can have some fun with this. You know, just to, a few things are like, you know, I'm putting in all the timestamps, so I want to know how many hours of podcast we've released. What's our longest episode?
Well, Dragon Slayer, 10-point powers worth.
So anyways, I'm working on that, and maybe some of y'all can help me out, and I'd share it with you. And if you have any other ideas for our 250th episode, please email us. Yeah, I think that's all I have for today.
That's nice and casual. I think, that 250, maybe that's, we had tossed around the idea of another live episode, maybe doing a real really Jeopardy trivia episode and hanging out live. So 250 sounds right.
Man, I don't want to, it's possible that we might be together in person for 250. Muy posible.
You're right. You're correct.
Because
I mean, we could always just record it together and then call it 250 and shelve it. But anyways, so that could be coming up in a couple of weeks. So,
well, it will be coming up in a couple of weeks.
It'll could be coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. We don't know.
We just celebrated episode 10 of Captive Audience.
Wow.
Soon enough, it'll be 250.
Yeah.
Blink of an eye. Anyways, putting that on everyone's radar. We will have more information coming soon. I think that's everything. So thank you very much for listening.
Take us home. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to email us some ideas for the 250th episode, mspodcastcompany@gmail.com. Call us and leave us a message, 503-694-9314. mspcstore.com. Join our Discord. The link is in the bio, in the episode notes. And patreon.com/Michael Scott, become a Scott's Tot for $5 a month. You know all about that. Very special thanks to our Scott's Tots. Very special thanks to Kayla and Brianna who run our Discord. And Kayla has even, in preparation for Edwin coming back to Portland in a couple of weeks to visit, has sent a few items here, a few gifts. I have not opened them yet, and I'm super excited, but I just want to say thanks to Kayla because she's been...
Wow. Yes.
Like
amazing
to
it's
us.
Unbelievable. Like what's going on. And I also have these gifts. I will open them soon. And I think on the next episode, she sent me the list of everyone who donated to the fund that bought. And this is off our baby registry is what we're talking about.
Yes. And Edwin, you got stuff too. Don't...
Yeah.
I have a personal registry.
Let's
Amazon wish list.
We'll open our next episode. We'll do a whole thank you segment to everyone there. Name you. We'll call you out. Put you on blast. So that's, I mean, incredible stuff. So yeah, we'll do that next episode.
Thank you to Ryan Lloyd.
We'll do that on our divorce episode.
Thank you to Ryan Lloyd, who designs our artwork. Our opening song is sung by Edwin Janes and produced by Alex Ward, written by BJ and Jesse Novak.
Shout out to me also real quick, because we all had buckets hat on at the start of this episode, and I'm the only one in the bucket hat still.
Okay, so a bucket hat with headphones on looks ridiculous. You don't even look like you're wearing a bucket hat.
I agree.
Like you're wearing some kind of ridiculous fedora. Edwin's looks better because he put his on top of the
hard disagree. No way. Anyway,
I'm gonna
just wanted to say
it was hard to hear. It was for the sake of our audio quality.
Just know that there were bucket hats on for this episode. Anyway, all right, take us out, Edwin.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us, for sending us questions, for sending us emails, for sending us voicemails, for every like and interaction and follow. It is amazing that we get to keep doing the show every week, and we get to do things like wear bucket hats and talk about them and talk about The Office. Just know that we appreciate everyone who listens and allows us to keep going. Thank you for being part of this wonderful little community that we managed to build. And I hope you take care. Stay safe. See you next week.
Pippity poppity, give me the salad.
Yes, sir.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Good night.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.